The first reading today, we are told by the prophet Jeremiah that the days are going to come when God is going to raise up a righteous shoot to David. Now we look at the 53 kings in the history of Israel, so 51 that followed after David. There are only two that were even sort of righteous, and that's Hezekiah and Josiah. So there really isn't much that you can look at as far as the history of the kingship of that dynasty to be able to say, has God fulfilled this promise? And by the time Jeremiah was writing, both Hezekiah and Josiah had already lived. And so now Jeremiah is saying the days are going to come when God is going to raise up a righteous shoot. Well, it wasn't any of those kings. And so we, of course, know how this is fulfilled in a way that they would not have been able to understand just by listening to what Jeremiah had to say. But we have to be able to look at this and say, all right, he's going to be a king who will reign and govern wisely. His justice is going to be in his right hand. They will call him the Lord, our justice. Do we recognize that in ourselves? Again, I think we'll all acknowledge that in our heads, but do we really allow him to reign in our hearts? When we look at the situation that we hear in the gospel reading, Saint Joseph, now knowing from our Blessed Lady that she is with child and the situation, he decides to divorce her. Not because he thinks that she committed adultery. Obviously, he knew that was not the case. He knew the holiness of our Blessed Lady, and they had also entered into a virginal marriage. There wasn't going to be any relations going on. So it's not like he's saying, oh my goodness, you know, she was unfaithful to me, forget it, I'm out of here. No, in fact, we are told right there by the angel what the problem was. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Why would he be afraid? Well, because God was growing in her womb? Yeah, there would be a little bit of cause for concern. Who am I? I'm a sinner. And God has chosen this woman, my wife, to do this? I shouldn't be here. I should not be a part of that. Let God do what he's going to do. I'll get out of the way. The humility of Saint Joseph probably made him think that he was being rather arrogant in thinking that he should be the wife of our Blessed, the husband of Our Lady at that point, and he was willing to back away. So the angel says, no, don't be afraid, because all this is being done by God. So Saint Joseph hears about what's going on, and we are told that when he awoke, he did as the Lord commanded. That's the response that God is looking for from you and me. To not just simply acknowledge the truth, to let it into our hearts, to be able to say, I'm going to do what the Lord has commanded. I want to live a righteous life. I want to grow in holiness. I want to do the will of God. That's what we have to be about. And you can be guaranteed that if that's what you're going to do, you're going to be tested. God isn't going to make it just so obvious that it'll be easy to do this. Look at what happened with Saint Joseph. The holiness of this extraordinary man was going to be tested. Was he going to be obedient and accept something that seemed absolutely ludicrous? A woman who is a virgin is going to have a baby. My wife, with whom I have not had relations, is going to have a baby. Oh yeah, God did that. Right. How many times has that happened in history? One. And it's my wife. Uh-huh, sure. So what are the odds of that? Well, one out of how many billions and billions of women who have lived on the face of the earth since the beginning of time? And Joseph had to say yes. He had to accept the truth. And he did exactly what God had told him to do. So we have to expect, not that God's going to test each one of us that way, obviously, or even something as extreme as that, because our holiness isn't anywhere near where St. Joseph was. But we have to expect that he's going to test us. If we're going to say we want to do his will, we want to be able to be obedient, we want to be under the king who is wise and just, and therefore we want to conform ourselves to his rule, then God's going to find out if we really mean it. Then do this, then do that, whatever it may be. Are we willing to do that? You see, it's always one of these difficult things for us, because as long as what God wants is what we already wanted, no problem. Oh boy, I can be perfectly obedient to God because it's what I wanted to do anyway. When God wants me to do something that wasn't what I was planning to do, now the question is, am I willing to be obedient? Am I willing to do what he asked me to do? Again, objectively, every last one of us is going to say, absolutely, if I know this is what God wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And we all know how well that works, don't we? Because let's turn it the other way. We all know what God does not want us to do. And we keep having to go to confession. Because we're going to perfectly do everything God wants us to do, aren't we? Yeah, we know ourselves all too well. So that's why, thankfully, God is very merciful. He will give us lots of opportunities. And we have to keep working to conform ourselves to his will. So when we look at the events that we're going to be celebrating in the next few days, we look at the people involved. Look at the humility, the obedience of Jesus in becoming one of us. Look at the humility and the obedience of our Blessed Lady, accepting something that sounds absolutely impossible and ludicrous. Look at the obedience and the humility of Saint Joseph, as he is the second on the face of the earth to believe in the incarnation of the Son of God. We can look at the shepherds, we can look at the wise men, we can look at all these people. We can see how God was working in their lives. And we can see their response to the grace of God. Then we need to look back at ourselves and ask, how's my humility doing? How's my obedience to God doing? When I see the extraordinary response of all of these people, what's my response? Some good things to ponder here over the next week as we look forward to and prepare for the Nativity of our Blessed Lord. Is this just something that we look at and say, yep, that happened 2,000 years ago, it's the truth, God became man, he was born of the Virgin Mary, he was laid in a manger in Bethlehem? Or are we actually going to let it get into our hearts? And therefore, we actually have to do something. We have to react, just like all of those people that we're going to be hearing about over the next week or two, to be able to actually allow this to affect us. So that's the challenge for us, not just to accept that this is true, but to let it into our hearts, and therefore to do whatever it is that God commands.